This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Insurrection appears to be brewing in Libya. Yesterday, the leader of Libya's Muslim Brotherhood political party told the Associated Press that the country's prime minister has failed to lead and should be replaced. Last week, the prime minister, Ali Zidan, was held hostage briefly by an armed militia. On Friday, in a televised address, Zidan described his kidnapping as an attempted political coup. The prime minister is accused of giving tacit approval to a recent raid in which U.S. special forces captured a senior al-Qaeda suspect on Libyan soil. To help us understand the chain of events in Libya over the past week, we spoke to Professor Dirk van de Walle from Dartmouth College. He was an advisor during the parliamentary elections in Libya earlier this year. And I asked him what we know about the group claiming responsibility for the prime minister's abduction.
It seems likely that the group that took him from his hotel room was actually a set of militias that had been asked by the Libyan government to provide his protection. Protection from other militias, protection from individuals who, you know, for random acts of violence. So in other words, it was a private militia that was acting specifically as his security detail.
Are there groups out there that would like to see him overthrown?
Oh, very much so. There are several militias and several political figures, including some parties in the General National Congress, Libya's parliament, that have very clearly indicated that they would like to see Mr. Zidan removed. But particularly the militias, some of the Islamic militias, have said that Mr. Zidan has not been very sympathetic to their point of view, and as a result have indicated very publicly that they would like to see him removed.
What has he been criticized for?
A lot of the militias are arguing that, in a sense, they have been sidelined. They see themselves as the revolutionaries, the true revolutionaries that have fought against the Gaddafi regime, and they are arguing that they are being sidelined by people like Mr. Zidan, who frankly perhaps is a bit more secular than many of his colleagues, but also has a very strong sense of what he thinks the government should do to strengthen itself at the expense of these militias.
There have been certain militias in Libya that have been quite outspoken about a recent raid by the United States in Tripoli, in which U.S. Special Operations Forces nabbed someone on the U.S. terrorism list. They've been upset and accused the government of giving the green light for this operation. How does this play into the domestic politics you just outlined?
It's an enormous problem for the government because essentially what is going on in Libya is still a search for legitimacy. So the kidnapping of Mr. Libby was an affront to what a lot of Libyans and particularly the Islamists consider as the sovereignty of the country. Here is a Libyan citizen that has been kidnapped by an outside country on Libyan soil. And in a sense, it plays into politics in Libya because it's another point that the Islamists in particular can hold against Mr. Zidan and his government that they are not doing enough. And furthermore, that they are not even able or capable of protecting the sovereignty of Libya against countries like the United States who can simply come in and nab Libyan citizens from a street in Tripoli.
What do the Libyan people think of all the instability that you have outlined?
A number of polls indicate very clearly that the people, the population as a whole, is still quite strongly behind the government, and more importantly, that it supports very heavily a democratic process, that it wants to see these militias removed from the streets. In other words, it is really arguing for a more regular government. But of course, the problem once again is that it is the militias that have the arms. And even though the population has come out in the streets on a number of occasions to demonstrate against these militias, that of course, those that have the guns in Libya control the politics to some extent, and that remains overwhelmingly the militias.
Professor Dirk van de Walle is the author of A History of Modern Libya. He was an advisor during the recent elections there. Thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.